Federal appeals court has ruled that many of President Trump's sweeping tariffs are illegal, but the judge has delayed implementation of the ruling until October, giving the Supreme Court time to rule. Joined now by NPR's Ron Elving. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
Social media posts, the president says it would be, quote, a total disaster for the country if the tariffs went away. What does this ruling and all the back and forth mean for those trade deals?
You know, this tariff story has been whiplash practically from the get-go. Trump has imposed tariffs and lifted them. He set them at 25% for a given country and then doubled them, set them at 100% of the value of the goods and then pared that way back. He's looked very much, or this whole playing out has looked very much like an array of negotiating tactics in search of a strategy. And while billions have been collected, it's premature to say that's really money in the bank, at least not yet. So the disposition here is going to depend on what a series of courts, ultimately the U.S. Supreme Court, should decide. Did Trump follow the law in his end run around Congress in setting these tariffs? Or is he within his rights? That's been a crucial question all along, but Friday's ruling from the full Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit that really raises the stakes. So it will go to the Supreme Court eventually. But in the meantime, it's back with a trade court that has been tough on Trump in the past. And at the same time, let's remember, it could be good news for consumers if it ultimately restrains these new Trump tariffs and allows U.S. retailers to return to their previous price structures.